It is Meet the Senior Colonels here on KORN News Radio. Amelia Gerlach joins us of Mitchell Volleyball. Amelia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. We'll see you here on the sidelines on the bench. Team manager this year. What kind of how do you transition from player to team manager?
Well, you know, it's a really different setting there, but I'm really excited to help the team out and, you know, do everything I can to bring hype to the bench and
be on the bench there, hyping folks up. What positions did you play and how long did you play volleyball?
I was a defensive specialist and I have been playing since I was a seventh grader, except for this year, obviously.
Any other sports that that you're involved with?
I'm in track as well.
What was it that got you interested in volleyball?
You know, I had gone to a few camps when I was in elementary school and I just fell in love with it. And yeah, it's just the atmosphere is so much fun.
Any memorable moments for you, whether that was a big team win or maybe a play that you remember that you were a part of?
One of the most memorable moments was this past season when we were playing Huron at Mitchell and it was a huge rivalry and, you know, everybody was screaming. The gym was completely packed and it was just fun to watch the intense game.
How do you compare Mitchell's kind of home court advantage? I mean, the students are there, they're loud compared to these other gyms. They may be bigger, but there's probably not as many people there. How do you compare the Mitchell gym to others?
You know, with it being a little bit smaller, the atmosphere is just crazier because there's so many more people and you know, it just feels so full compared to the other gyms when you feel like, you know, it's a little bit emptier and it's not quite as much pressure. Mm-hmm.
Amelia Gerlach joins us here. Meet the Senior Colonels, Colonel Volleyball this year. Who's been a big influence on you, whether a coach, fellow player, maybe a parent? Has anybody maybe been a big influence or they give you advice during the year?
The biggest influence to me was my coach, Coach Simpson.
Favorite pregame meal, postgame meal? Anything that that you enjoy? Maybe there's one meal a year. Maybe there's something you usually do. You go on a road trip.
You know, all of the meals are always really good. Mm-hmm. The parents do such a great job putting it all together for us, and we just appreciate so much all the time and effort they put into making every meal so great for us.
Is there one parent that makes something special that everybody looks forward to? Cookies or something? Or there, I mean, everybody's pretty good, it sounds like, but is there one like this person's mom, grandma, she's got something that we all look forward to?
Honestly, I don't think I...
It's all good?
Yeah, it's all good.
What's one app on your phone you would never delete? Use all the time. Couldn't live without it.
It's probably not a good thing, but TikTok.
TikTok.
I use it all the time.
People and, like watching the TikToks.
Yeah.
Any favorite teams, favorite athletes that you like to follow?
I follow a lot of Nebraska volleyball players, especially Bergen Riley, because she's from O'Gorman, and I got to meet her, and she's just a great role model.
That's always good. Yeah, Nebraska volleyball, always one of the best teams in the country. Looking at your teammates, who's your funniest teammates?
My funniest teammate is probably Jada.
Who's your smartest teammates?
Ava.
Hardest worker?
Ava is also probably the hardest worker.
Who shows up late all the time? Who would be the last one to the bus, team meeting, practice?
Macy.
And who's your loudest teammates?
Probably Elise and Kenna Solik.
There we go. It's Meet the Senior Colonels here on KORN. Amelia Gerlach joins us. Amelia, thanks a lot.
Thank you.